Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to Spirit Guidance with Shannon. We invite you to sit back and listen to how spirit guides and angels interact with us here on Earth. Would you like to ask a personal question? Please call 1-877-296-0345. Spirit Guide Interpreter Shannon Walbrin conducts individual sessions by phone. For more information, please go to www.spiritguidance.net.
Welcome to Spirit Guidance with Shannon. I'm so happy to be here with you today. I'm broadcasting live from Johannesburg, South Africa, and I just can't wait to take your call and help you answer your own personal question about your own life by interpreting a message from your guides and angels. So that is what I do. I am here to tell you, you are guided. And I work at this all day, every day, taking people's phone calls and having sessions with them and helping them understand that they have guides. So I want to tell you, you have a team of guides and angels who are working with you. They know exactly who you are. They know exactly what you've been through. And they're helping me, too. So my team of guides and angels helps me compose all of the materials that I need to give you in this weekly radio program. So you're listening to this show called Spirit Guidance with Shannon. And we broadcast once a week on Authentic You Radio, which is a channel on Blog Talk Radio. So you can listen to it via the internet, and then later you can listen to an archived copy via a podcast. I do invite you to phone in. The number is 1-877-296-0345. Now I'd like to introduce the theme of this week's show, which is fortitude or strength. Fortitude is a gift given to us from heaven, and it's a way of saying strength, but it's even a bigger word than that. Fortitude implies fort or a castle, and it says that you are your own castle. You have your own walls. You have your own rooms within. You are your own mansion. My mansion has many rooms. We would like to take a caller now, and we're going to ask this caller what the question for their guides and angels is. And so I'd like to say hello to Chris. Hi, Chris. This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Excellent. I would love to hear your question. Could you please not give us any background or any history? Could you just go straight to your question?
Yes. I'm wondering what to do about the recent argument I had with my sister and disagreement.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And I'm going to tie it into our theme today of fortitude and strength, because your guides are immediately appearing in front of me and they're crossing their arms and shaking their heads back and forth, but not at you. What they're saying is that your sister instigated this argument and started it, and it is actually not your fault. They are suggesting that you could have walked away a little bit earlier than you did, but they're saying that you did not heap wood onto the fire. Actually, you did try to calm it down as fast as you could. And what they're saying is that the sister has resentment from a long time ago and continues to harbor that resentment against you. So what to do about it is your question. But first, they want to talk about your strength, your fortitude in the face of this disagreement. They would like you to stay strong and actually maintain the position of, you know what, in this case, I know I'm right. Because, you know why, Chris, this rightness is a value rightness. This isn't a rightness about should we have taken a left or, you know, should we have arrived on time. It wasn't that. It's a value thing. And your values are serious, and you're taking them very seriously. And in this case, you're going to stick to your own values, and you're going to hold on to what you actually believe in. And that's an internal fortitude that your guides are encouraging you to maintain.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, Chris, I just want to ask, did it make sense to you?
Completely, 100%.
Okay, yes. So it's not against your sister, okay? Your sister is not a horrible person, but what they're saying is stand your ground on this one. It's a big deal.
Yeah, this is the first time I've actually ever really, I mean, I love her deeply. We're very close.
For sure.
This is just the first time I've chosen to disagree with her. Normally, I just do whatever she kind of wants.
This isn't about the color of shoes and whether they match the jeans. This is about something really, really big, and it's something about what you believe in. And they're saying, in this case, Chris, you're right. Stand your ground.
Okay.
Okay, hang in there.
Thank you.
Yeah, God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So if you have a question about a family situation or about anything about yourself, please do call in. The number to call is 1-877-296-0345. So our theme today is fortitude or strength, and imagining yourself like a castle, like something noble, like a beautiful, beautiful mansion with many rooms. I'd like to start with a quotation from the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is the holy scriptures of India, or one of the many holy scriptures of India. And the quotation is, "Man is made by his belief. As he believes, so he is." Okay, so let's make that gender-free and let's retranslate for our own time and place here. A person is made by beliefs, by what she or he believes. Let's say a person. A person is made and created by what that person believes. As she believes, so she is. Okay, so what you believe about yourself is what you become. And why is that true and how is that true? Let's address that in terms of fortitude and strength. If I walk around saying, "I'm so weak, I can't handle this, oh my gosh, my life is so difficult and so terrible," I'm going to believe that for sure. And if I believe that, if I keep saying it to myself and I believe it, other people are going to start to treat me like that. And everywhere I look, my life is going to seem difficult, cluttered, full of roadblocks and problems. So if I change my belief system, I can change how I act in the world. And how I act in the world is how you see me and how other people see me. And so if I come across as I have self-confidence and I do believe in what I'm doing and I do believe in myself and I have fortitude and internal strength, I will be able to be in the world with that strength. So that's what's being recommended by the Gita. Okay, we have four segments to our program, and in between these four segments, we'll be taking your calls. So please do dial in on 1-877-296-0345. Our four segments in this program are recommended reading, drawing an angel card, a message from the plant kingdom, and drawing an archetype card. And then we'll see if we have time for a special bonus that I have planned as well. Let's see how many calls we get and how much time we have for our show. The first segment, recommended reading, is an extraordinarily powerful book. And it's been on my bookshelf for a while, and I'll tell you why. It's so intense and it's so dense. Every time I pick it up, I can read about one page and absorb it. And I'm someone who has been practicing healing work for a long time. Here is this book, Light Emerging. It's called Light Emerging. And it's written by Barbara Ann Brennan. You may have heard of her. She's a very, very advanced healer. And she channels messages, and she can really see auras, and she can help people transform their energetic systems of their bodies by just looking at them. So she's got that thing of vision. You know, she's got that I can see you. And she looks at colors. She can look at the colors that are going in between you and another person, and she can get to the root of the problem, not in a surface way at all, in a why was I incarnated kind of way, and why am I in this relationship, and what soul messages do I have to learn, and it is just amazing the things that she can do. So I'm going to now turn to this Light Emerging, and I'm going to read a passage for you, and it's going to tell you a little bit about what she's about. So this passage is in chapter 12 of this book, Light Emerging. And what it is the little drunken monkey's reasons why not. Okay, so here she says, "A few years ago, I attended a short course on organizational planning. The speaker told us that in business, you either get the results you want or you get the reasons why not." Okay, so these are excuses that we use as humans to keep us from doing the things that we've promised that we're going to do. We gave our word that we were going to quit smoking. We gave our word that we were going to, pick up the child at 3 o'clock. And then something got in the way. Okay, what is that thing that gets in the way? Here are some of the ones that she lists. "I don't have time. I'm too busy. I don't know how to do it. I'll stop if you stop. Well, you didn't stop, so I'm not going to stop. He made me do it. She made me do it. I'm too weak." Okay, I'm going to stop at "I'm too weak." Because that's just what we're talking about in terms of fortitude and strength. When we draw upon our inner strength, we can find out what it is that we can do, and we can get over using these excuses. We become unrooted. We become disconnected from ourselves when we use excuses instead of keeping our word. Keeping our word makes us stronger and stronger and stronger. Our second section is called Drawing an Angel Card, and I'm going to work from the Doreen Virtue card deck here, and we're going to look at something that's going to relate to our fortitude and strength. It is acceptance. Okay, let's read the acceptance piece again. There's a beautiful photograph here of, well, I wish it could be a photograph, it's an illustration, of an angel coming down to earth, and there are all the people waiting to greet her. See yourself and the others through the eyes of the angel with unconditional love and acceptance. In this way, you inspire and lift everyone to their highest potential. Okay, let's check that again. Acceptance. See yourself and others through the eyes of the angel with unconditional love and acceptance. In this way, you inspire and lift everyone to their highest potential. Okay, I would say that that would relate to our reading from the Bhagavad Gita. Man is made by his belief, as he believes, so he is. If I could see myself through the eyes of the angel, I would see myself as fully strong. I would see myself as full of fortitude. Okay, let's take the next caller. We've got Mary Lou in the queue. Hey, Mary Lou, this is Shannon.
Hello, Shannon.
Hi, thanks for waiting. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Okay, good. Do you have a question for your angels and guides?
Can I just ask for any guidance?
You know, I could, but that's how I do a long, hour-long session. So what I would like you to do on the radio is to just get specific. So let's say that you have five areas of your life that you're worried about. Just choose one and say, what should I do about the situation with dot, dot, dot? Okay, so just choose one to go for now.
All right, my love life.
Okay, so now love life is a topic. So please make a question out of the topic. What question would you like to ask? Remember, they know everything. They know who's who and what's what.
Okay, what can I do to enhance having a love life?
Yeah, what they're saying is that you are someone who just stays in and doesn't make connections. You are someone who is, unfortunately, very disconnected and remote. And what they're saying is that that is based on a childhood fear of rejection that came about during school time. And what they're asking for you to do is to join, not in order to have a love life, but to join a club that believes in what you believe in. So they're saying that at heart, Mary Lou, you have an activist inside of you, someone who actually believes in something and wants to make changes in the world.
I started a club, and there's 300 people in it now.
I'm sorry, I was speaking. Did you say something? Go ahead.
I said, yes, I started a club, and there's 300 people in it now.
You rock. This is amazing. Okay. Do you participate actively in the club that you started?
Yes, I.
Yes. You are the founder?
Yeah.
Yes. And do you have regular meetings?
Yes.
Okay, so when they say you must go to a club, to me they don't tell me that it's a club that you already started. But that is your way of finding your love. It is the activist inside of you that started the thing and is going to it. That's where you're going to find it.
Okay.
Mary Lou?
Yeah, I'm listening. It mostly attracts women. I don't.
Yeah, brilliant. That is super funny. Okay. You know,
it is for me,
I'm a trans.
I'm not into women.
sorry, honey. Just when you're talking and I'm talking, it doesn't work because we're so far away. I'm in Joburg, and it means that our lines get crossed. Okay. Can you just hold on a second? You there?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. I'm just going to talk, and then I'll say back to you because. Otherwise, we'll talk at the same time. When they say you should go to a club, okay, and they meant a club that does stuff, to me, I'm just a translator, and so I didn't know that it already existed, and that's exactly the source that they're talking about. But when you say, yeah, but it's only full of women, that's cool, but if you put out the word, then those women do have brothers and colleagues, and that will be your way forward. That's what they're suggesting.
Okay.
Back to you.
Okay.
Are you willing to look at your club as a source because the beliefs that you guys hold keep you having things in common, and so you won't attract somebody with the wrong vibration?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when they say that you're too reclusive and you don't go out and they want you to participate in the club, you're already doing that, so you are on the right track.
Yes.
Absolutely. Good. Please forgive me, because sometimes my verbs are wrong when I translate. So when I say, you should, and you're like, yeah, I do, then actually what I'm trying to say is, good, keep doing it because that's what you should do. Do you understand?
Yes.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thanks for the sympathy. And go for it. The club is something with strong, strong values, and you guys are aligned with the higher good, and you are making things happen.
Thank you.
Yeah, God bless. Thanks for phoning in.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, the next caller is Beth. Hey, Beth.
Hello, Shannon.
Hey, Beth. This is Shannon. Now, my producer is saying, you don't have a question. You just want to thank you on the air. But, Beth, come on, ask a question.
Oh, no, because I asked you a question last week, and it was fantastic, actually. You were very, very good. You were really spot on. And I just love the topic that you're doing this week, because it's one of my things that I'm learning at the moment, about fortitude, about not kind of standing in victim energy.
I know it's so hard with this phone and this internet, but please go ahead.
I've been poorly, and I realise that I'm getting better, but I've been a bit of a victim in this victim energy, and I've not realised that I've been getting better and that I've been almost sabotaging myself by not having fortitude. So when you said today's topic is fortitude, I thought, wonderful.
I would like to share something with you in your context, if I may. The book that I'm reading right now is called Light Emerging by Barbara Ann Brennan. This is, as I was saying, such a heavy book, so dense, with so much going on in it. But what they're sharing with me now is supposed to be answering a question that you haven't asked out loud, okay? So they made me flip to a later chapter, which is called Our Intentionality and the Hara Dimension. Do you know the chakra that's the Hara chakra? It's underneath the belly button. It's about like where your jeans have a button, right there.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you could put your hand there, what they're telling me is, Beth, your Hara is out of alignment, and what it means is you get unearthed very easily. So, Beth, for example, if a door slams, you jump, and then you're really shaken up. So what they're saying is they want you to put your hand right on that part of your body and hold it there and say, I am firm, I am earthed, I am strong. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Because when you start to get a shock or you get a little bit of a fright, or maybe somebody shouts at you or something bad happens, then it really knocks you out of your socks. And they're saying Hara is that place right down there where the belly is. Hold on to that and ask for strength.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's
okay,
brilliant.
Thank you very much. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Ciao. You're listening to Spirit Guidance with Shannon, and we have another caller in the queue whose name is Julia. Hello, Julia.
Hi. I was calling to see if you, like, can tell karmic patterns with people, and I'd like to know what you think of the karma.
Yeah. Let's ask our guides that question, because, Julia, my guides and your guides are working in sync right now. So if you want to ask about a karmic pattern, I think that's a very valid question. And what kind of a question could we pose to them about a karmic pattern? What would you really like to know?
I feel that that my relationship with my spouse is a karmic relationship,
mm-hmm.
And I'm basically wondering if we are coming to an end of our relationship, if we're balancing our karma.
Mm-hmm. I understand. And so they're asking for me to pull from the next segment, which is called A Message from the Plant Kingdom. And it is, there's a plant called Bauhinia that would like to give you a message. So Bauhinia is spelled B-A-U-H-I-N-I-A. And it says, you guys are burying real issues. The job is to integrate core or root emotions. I'll keep going. For the release of superficial emotions, which cover and keep deeper soul issues inaccessible. Certain core emotions, such as anger, fear, despair, and loneliness, may be too overwhelming to deal with or to integrate, and these cause upheaval in one's life when they are brought to the surface. Okay, so, and then they say that the ordinary reaction is to deny or bury. So how they're describing your situation now to me, away from the plant message, just for Julia, is to say you are bringing forward your core emotional issues, and you are dealing with them, and your partner is not dealing with them so readily, so speedily, and so handily as you are. So you're a quicker student. Now, what they're suggesting is you guys don't need to break up in order for this to work. What they're suggesting that you do, Julia, is to say, I'm dealing with my anger. I'm dealing with my sadness. Not all of my anger and sadness is about you, my partner. Some of it is about my childhood. Some of it is karmic. So I'm going to be dealing with my anger and sadness. Can you handle that? And then the partner will say, it's really messy, it's really icky, I don't really want to deal with that. And then you say, okay, then I'm going to have to do this by myself. Or the partner will say, yes, I can, as long as I don't think that it's directed at me and I feel safe, I can hold you while you cry. I can be with you when you're angry. I can stand by you in this time of transition. Then you guys can stay together. Okay, Julia, is that making sense to you?
Yes, yes it is. Thank
okay.
you. I appreciate that.
That's the key question that your guides are asking for you to ask your partner. And they're saying, be overt, be obvious about it. Sit at the kitchen table and say, I am processing. Can you be there with me, or do you want me to do this by myself? Because I can go either way here.
Okay.
Okay, good luck.
Okay, thank you very much.
God bless, Julia. Ciao. Bye-bye. Okay, so that was our message today from the plant kingdom, and it was Bauhinia, which is about burying real issues or the choice to integrate our core or root emotions. Now, if you look at a castle, remember our analogy for this call, for this time, for this session, is about fortitude, which is building your own fort, creating your own castle, and then keeping it strong. Strength, internal strength, external strength. What would it look like if you worked on foundation issues? Things that would keep you at root alive and safe. That would be looking at all of the leaks, the anger and the fear and the things that allow energy in and out of the house and resolving those on your own so that your own castle can be strong. So that's what Bauhinia is telling us. Don't bury, avoid, or deny those issues. Process them, and the foundation of your castle will keep you strong and whole. And then you can work with the card that we had earlier, which is acceptance, seeing yourself as the angels see you, which is very, very strong. So the last segment that we work on is drawing an archetype card. We work with Caroline Mace's archetype cards here. And let's see what she's going to give us today. It is child nature. The light attributes of a child who's in tune with nature is friendship with animals. And they're going to stop me there. There are other things on the card, but they're saying that's all that we want to talk about right now. So if I'm getting a beautiful image in my mind. You are a castle. You are a mansion with many rooms. You are a fort. But you're not alone on a windswept hill, are you? You're there in the midst of nature. Vines are growing up your walls. Rabbits and squirrels are running around your walls. And there are little animals. And there are birds that make nests in your towers, and you are in tune with yourself, and you are in tune with nature. That keeps you not only strong. See, strength can be kind of like, I'm strong and nobody's going to bother me, or I'm strong and, you know, I'm all by myself, I'm so independent. But that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about you being strong and alive, full of chi. As the angels see you, full of zest for life. And I just want to tune in to that sensation of being a house being a fort, having worked on your anger and your fear and those things that might try to unroot you. And as we worked with a previous caller, your hara, which is your seat of personal power, that's the chakra that's right underneath your belly button, right about where the jeans would hit. That is what they're asking for you to work on so that you can access even more of your chi from the earth, which is giving you strength, fortitude, and a feeling of rootedness. Okay, look, you can call in still. There is a little bit of time. We've got you at 1-877-296-0345. But as it looks now, I think that I can add my bonus material that I was hoping I would. There is a beautiful astrologer whose name is Marelna Duplessis, and she's actually from South Africa, which is where I'm calling you from, but she currently lives in the United Kingdom. And she sends out a weekly newsletter called The Celestial Notebook. It's Marelna Duplessis, that's D-U-P-L-E-S-S-I-S, and her newsletter, which is free to receive, I highly recommend you sign up for it, is called The Celestial Notebook. So this is the reading that she gave us this week, or it's just a small portion of the long reading that she gave us, but I wanted to share it with you. For the next 4 to 5 weeks, Jupiter hovers at 6 degrees Gemini as it turns on its heel to go direct on the 30th of January. The Sabian symbol for this degree is beautifully telling. A well with bucket and rope under the shade of majestic trees. Man's primordial faith in the hidden sustaining power of life. So then Marelna says, this symbol implies a fundamental trust in and a cooperation with life. So did you know that there are a lot of tarot cards in the deck and there are a lot of days and degrees, there are 360 degrees obviously in the signs, and what the Sabian symbols are, they were developed in 1912 by a really famous astrologer who was working in San Francisco at the time with a wonderful psychic who was completely paralyzed in her body. But her mind worked and her mouth worked, and they worked together to come up with a system of symbols that represent every point on the calendar. So we're looking at this particular point, and this is the symbol that they're giving us, a well with bucket and rope under the shade of majestic trees. Let's think about how this relates to our theme for the day, which is fortitude. It is a huge castle. And it is a castle that is alive, full of chi, full of life energy. Can you imagine yourself as a big structure like a well made out of large stones, and you're rooted in the earth, and that rootedness in the earth is full of water, and that water is full of life. And not only that, you are under the shade of majestic trees. What does that give you? The power of the stone, the power of the water, and the power of the wood. This is what I'd like to tell you about today. The messages from your angels and guides are about asking yourself, how can I increase my fortitude, my strength? And we've gotten messages from different channels, let's say, but they're all coming from the divine. And I'd like to thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance with Shannon. Please do give us a call next week, and I look forward to hearing from you. My last message for you is, you are guided.
You are guided. Thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance with Shannon, broadcast every week on Authentic You Radio. Would you like to schedule a personal session? For more information about Shannon's work, please go to www.spiritguidance.net.